Good evening.
Good evening.
We're going to wait a minute or two.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of static.
Say again?
We've got static. I really think it's the weather.
It may be. I'm not hearing anything, although I'm doing something with crinkly paper. Maybe that's what you're hearing.
It started raining about an hour ago here.
Well, stay dry.
I am. I have that angel pushing the water and lifting everything else.
Right. Are you still hearing the stab?
No, it stopped.
All right, because I stopped the paperwork, and I'm still good. I've got three more things to do, so it may come back just for a second. I guess we should start, huh?
Yeah, it's really static again. Oops, it stopped.
Let's start and see what happens.
Since we have two verses, I think we should.
Okay. Verse 447, and we'll start with Lishem Yehud. This is section 71, the last two verses in the Sefer Bereshit. L'shem Yehud Kudcha Berichu Ishkinte Bitchilu Urchimu Urchilu Urchilu Urchim Le'achda L'shem Yudhe Bavavte Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asuk Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kadonei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kadoneihu Aval b'chai avaya ma ketiv derech rishayim tafela lo yadu pama ikashaelu lo yadu b'ki. Bekila yadin ela chayavaya azle fakimu diarcha bechay alma wela bian beistachla bezamin kucha berithu L'ma'adan l'ho b'ha'hu Alma u'la ala'a Lon b'dina B'gehinom B'inun sa'avin V'emrin v'avi Lan d'la orikna Udvin Velai atzid va atzid atzeta etzeitna behahu alma uvekol yoma amre vavida. Yet of the wicked it is written, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They do not know on what they stumble. How is it they do not know what makes them stumble? The wicked follow a crooked path in this world. They do not want to see that the Holy One, blessed be He, will judge them in the world of truth and bring them to be judged in Gehinnom. In Gehinnom they shout, woe to us that we did not lend our ears to His mitzvot while we were in the world. And they repeat this lament each and every day. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, yesterday, the verse before was, this is kind of a contrast between yesterday's verse that had to do with the righteous.
Correct.
And this one to do with the wicked, which...
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
What it's saying very clearly is, because most of us are mixed. Sometimes we do good acts and sometimes we don't. And the ultimately, we have available to us knowing what is the right thing to do. But we choose to not listen. And that's really what this verse is saying. And if we understood that the effect is to have this experience in Gehinnom and to have this cleansing that takes place on the spiritual level, we would listen. But because we live in this world of illusion, we don't listen. That's really what the verse is implying and hinting at. That's the meaning of a crooked path. Sometimes we do good, sometimes we don't.
And maybe if we think of ourselves as the wicked, we would do better.
Correct.
No.
Correct.
Did you see the article a couple of days ago that had to do with Lashon Hara? I don't remember if it was the earth or the universe or the world. Did you see that article?
I don't think so.
I'm going to have to send it to you. If I can't, I think I've saved it. I know where I saved it. But if I didn't, I'll scan it for you. Because it really made me see the truth, you know, of how we always say that Lashon Hara is still truth, but that's still Lashon Hara. But the idea that we've been, I know I've been guilty of it, and I think a lot of people have too, and I kind of felt like that was Hashem showing me because of, of the timing of these storms, that this was maybe probably the cause that I had to do to chew before. And that was saying, oh, you know, America is no longer the America we knew a few years ago. The complexion of the country has changed, and what's happening to our world. Conversation like that is what I'm reading. And that's what I saw as early this morning in my meditation as, at least my part in the cause of the weather, of what we're seeing right now, especially during this week of Korach. And I mean, I just don't think that was a coincidence to see another level of Lashon Hara with teaching on Lashon Hara and then combine it with Korach and the storms. And
it's and the heat wave in the west. It's all part of the, you know, there's no coincidence. It's all part of the of this wake up call that is the year of the goat. And that's, you know, as we get closer to Tammuz, that's why, you know, I've changed the procedure on the way we're doing the 72 names, trying to add an additional connection.
Well, I thought I should share that with you because it was real heavy on me today.
I understand. You have something else, or should I go on?
No, you can go on.
Verse 448. Tachatzei zamin uchabarichu le'an hara lon l'tzadikaya le'alma ziate umechav lon agar olachon atar diena La shalta lemei kamalaya kada ayin lon raata elokim zulatecha yaselim taik hake lo ti veyatu virau papig dere anashim aposhaim Vi uktiv viasotem rashaim ki yayu efer tachat kapot raglehem zaka'ein inun tzadikaya vialma den uvalma ziate alayhu Yativ tzadikayim tzadikim leolam yirshu eretz uktivach tzadikim yodu v'yishmecha yeshvu yisharim et panecha baruch Hashem leolam Amen, the Amen. Come and see, and behold, the Holy One, blessed be He, will shine upon the righteous in the world that is coming, and will give them their destined reward in a place that no eye has ever beheld. It is as it is written, neither has the eye seen Elohim. Beside you should do such a thing for him that waits for him. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men who have transgressed against me. And also, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet. Joyful are the righteous in this world and the world that is coming. Of them it is written, righteous they shall inherit the land forever. And verily, the righteous shall praise your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence. Blessed be Hashem forever. Amen and amen.
Well, that sort of combined the two verses, didn't it?
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. Say it again.
I said that verse really combine the previous two verses.
Yes, it does. But it actually is talking about the physical world as it after the final tikkun, where you will have the death of the evil people, and the righteous will go among them, and you know, just be receiving the joy and the pleasant. It's really talking about... Hold on one second. Come in. Come in. Thank you. it's really going about it. It's describing the duality that we seem to be dealing with in this world. I think there was a statistic I read that there are 65 million people who are, what are they called? They've been forced out of their homes. They're refugees. That's what the word I was looking for. There are 65 million refugees in the world today, which is the greatest number of refugees since World War II. We have people who live in the wealthy countries, and we have people who live in the third world, which we all consider less than wealthy. What is right, what is wrong, how people are interacting, are people sharing, are people just doing for themselves? I mean, it's clear when you study Kabbalah and you listen to the rules of the spiritual world and you understand the basis of the mitzvot and the cause of the mitzvot and the purpose of the mitzvot, all of a sudden the world becomes clear and you see two realities, two paths. And you see how people, the majority of the world is a mixture. They don't really see it, so they're constantly moving back and forth. And even when you do see it, at the moment that it has something to do with your tikkun, that ability to see is taken away from you. And then you have to depend on your intuition. You have to take the moment to stop and decide what is right for you to do at any given moment. Are you going to be reactive or you're not? And we see what that means in our lives. We may not see the effect, but we see it in our lives. Why are these 65 million people refugees? Why were we born in this country, which is a wealthy country? Why are we leaving our children what appears to be on the simple level, appears to be a less wealthy environment than the environment our parents left us? We see the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of people trying to explain to us how what's happening right now is the Mashiach time. And we have other people who are not saying, but are asking you and teaching us how to learn. Is it really true? Is it the Mashiach time? Or are these people who are saying it trying to draw us into a situation that's going to be chaotic for us? If someone says to you, come to Israel because it's the Mashiach's going to be here next year, which is what these rabbis, many of the rabbis, are saying today. Most people, are they coming to Israel to help in the restoration of the country or to have a selfish attitude to live under a Mashiach? What's the motivation? And this verse is really bringing home that dichotomy of the duality of our world. I'm through preaching.
Well, I was just thinking of myself. What I see with myself is things that I saw, and I'm seeing them now at another level than I didn't see before. I think that's the pattern that I'm seeing in my own personal life. Don't know quite how that relates to what you just said, but I think it's a good thing because we never stop learning and we never stop, I think, what I consider trying to be as close to Hashem as you can get. And to be close to Hashem as you can get also has to do with everybody that's around you.
Absolutely.
You know, which takes a lot of striking and anyway.
Correct. And it is a good thing. It's a good thing that we're living. It's a good thing that we're not leaving our children with greater physical wealth than we received from our parents. It is a good thing that we live and we hear about the negative actions of so many different people so that we can learn and see cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we get closer to Mashiach, time speeds up. And speeding up means cause and effect is clearly seen. It's shorter period of time between the two. So you're able to see cause and effect.
I do want to tell you, as much as I wanted to study Pinchas, I just hate to leave this book and not finish it because we finished all of Volume 1 and here we just have Noach and we would finish Volume 2. So can I change my vote?
Well, you can, but you know, because of what you said, everybody said, oh, well, Pinchas is what we want to do. So communicate with people, let them know what your thinking is, and I'll accept whatever they decide. So,
well,
I'd like to go on a parasha by parasha, because there's a reason the Torah is written parasha by parasha.
Right. Well, I think because I just have so many sick, you know, everywhere I turn. But then today, one was a little baby that's not a year old that was thought to have cancer, and I was asked to pray for that baby, and just using her name, I knew that she was going to be all right. And today they called me and told me she did not have cancer. You know, so I thought,
we have the tools. We've been given all of the tools. Yeah, there are some deeper things that we haven't been taught. And there are deeper things that we will discover ourselves. But just as we went through Bereshit and we learned things, we'll learn it with Noah. And when it comes to healing, we have to understand, if the person is open to do teshuvah.
Right. And I know the suffering and the suffering is cleansing them, but that didn't help me on the inside because I so empathize, I guess is the word, because it's not sympathy that I feel. It's empathy.
No,
it's as if I feel their pain. And
as you grow spiritually, you know, I've asked this question before, but it really drives home the issue. What's the hardest thing for a Kabbalist to do?
Do nothing.
But more, you're right, Brandy, but it's more specific. What is the hardest thing for a Kabbalist to do?
Not
to know what is the right thing for you to do to get out of your chaos, to get out of your pain and suffering.
You have to do it to you yourself.
And not be able to tell you. Prabhu sees the soul. He sees what needs to happen. He knows what you need to do. But if you don't ask a question of him or her, what?
But you see, it also goes back to what I just told you. I was so strong for it because I felt like I didn't say this. I said it as, you know, the people that we were so involved with. But I was voicing on the inside, the whole world is sick. And that's why I linked this Lashon Hara talking about the world.
It is. The whole world is sick. And yet the whole world is doing what it needs to do.
Perfect. Yes, I know. So I guess it's something I had to work on. And I told Brandy if it sounded like I was coercing them, I didn't mean it that way. It's just that I felt, you know, empathizing so much with, I guess, the negative side that I was seeing and not seeing all the wonderful things that are in the world and remembering what we do know, you know, that the world is perfect and everybody has to do their own teshuva and, in other words, kind of, and it probably goes along with Aquarius, you know, always wanting to save the world. So.
And that is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would prefer also to just move on with the second book and then on to the, you know, go on with Noach and just move in the order of the whole thing.
Well, I feel the same thing. So anybody listening that if I was the one who changed your vote or made you feel you had to go to healing, well, then I ask your forgiveness and I'm ready to go on with Noah.
Well, me, it doesn't matter. Whatever you do is great because it's something I need to know. So... And however you do it, that's how it's supposed to be done anyway.
Right.
That is correct.
Well, I got 3 volumes out. I got out Pekudei, I got out Pincus A, and I kept this one. And, you know, with Reishi, and looking at the 3 of them, I didn't want to put away Reishi.
which one fell off the shelf? Barbara, which one fell off the shelf?
I'm sorry, you broke up.
Which volume fell off the shelf?
Randy's saying if you took them down, you're not letting the universe tell you what to do.
No, I just brought them into my room so I wouldn't have to wake Tony because I thought you were going to start yesterday. I didn't want to go in the room where I have the Zohar and wake him. So I brought those 2 volumes to be ready because you usually ask me, you know, where are we? So they didn't fall off the shelf, you know.
Well, normally a lot of times when I'm not sure which one to read or exactly what to read, when I go by the shelf, one will fall off and open to the page.
I'm not surprised. I've had that happen. I've had that happen with the Torah.
That's why I asked which one fell off the shelf.
No, didn't fall.
Which one fell off the shelf for you, Smoke?
No.
You have to understand something. I live in a virtual world to a great extent. I don't have my full set with me. I left my full, actually 2 full sets in Salt Lake City. I just brought with me volume 1, volume 2, and now I have volume 3 and 4 as well. But I read to you each time. I'm reading from the computer. From the
well, that doesn't matter. Which one did it open up to? It can do that too. Don't limit the universe.
You're right. And I do that. So maybe that's what I'll do come Sunday night or Monday, and we'll know what to do then.
There you go.
One of the rules of the universe is it's always the last minute.
Right. When in doubt, always have...
You can say that again. One minute before midnight.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works.
So you all have a good evening. We'll have questions and answers, and I know Brandy's going to bring a question.
Yep,
I have a question.
Okay.
So we'll speak to you all then.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Brandy. By the way, you should enjoy a sulda. When you should always eat something when you finish a section, a book. When you're studying the Talmud, that's what they do. They have a sulda. They have a community sulda. Since we're in a virtual world, so make sure you have some mezzanote or something nice to eat. And think about the appreciation of having completed the book of Bereshit.
Okay.
Do enchiladas count?
Enchiladas count.
That's good
for
me.
But only if they're spicy enough.
Well, I'll just dump that whole bottle of jalapenos on it.
You all have a good evening.
I'm going to have, let's see, what's it called? Tony came home with it. Cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake ice cream.
I'm coming to your house.
You all have a good evening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.